Hour number two, Chase McCabe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Broadcasting live from the Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical Studios. Hope you're having a wonderful Thursday. Let's head back to the phones. Say hello to Terry McCormick. TitanInsider.com has covered the team since day one. Terry, we're finally back. Football season is here. How you doing?
I'm doing well, doing well. Yesterday was the start of it, as you mentioned, and this is season 27 for me covering the Titans.
Well, and going into season 27, I think there are a lot of questions. There's a lot of intrigue. I use the word excitement just because of the unknown with everything going on with the Titans. But I want to start with Ryan Tannehill. As he goes into the final year of his contract, I have this feeling that there, you know, it's not a foregone conclusion that he's not going to be here next year, that he could definitely be back. What percentage would you put on Ryan Tannehill being back as the Titans starting quarterback next season, and what needs to happen this year with them for that to come to fruition?
Well, I don't know about a percentage. I mean, I'd say probably 50-50 at best, because each of the last 2 years they've tried to draft his replacement. But I'll say this, you know, in plain language, I think in doing that and in not giving him a contract extension right now, it may have pissed him off and may bring out the best in him. You know what I'm saying?
Because, yeah, 100%. I mean, I think there's a ton of guys with that chip on, you know, pissed off for greatness chip on their shoulder.
Yeah, I think Derrick Henry's probably in that camp too. And I think if Ryan Tannehill leads this team to an AFC South title and they win a playoff game, if he has a good year, I mean, what do you do with him if he throws for 3,500 yards and 27 touchdowns? If he plays like he did in 2020 or 2021, what do you do with him? I mean,
right, and that, I don't think they know that answer.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's hard to hand it over to Will Levis or even Malik Willis, because we don't know what Will Levis is yet, and what we saw of Malik Willis last year was not very impressive. So, you know, they're in a situation right now where Ryan Tannehill is their best option, and if he has a good year, if he shows he's still got a lot of football left in him, then they may have to do something like apply the franchise tag to him and say, let's go one more year.
Terry McCormick is with us. DeAndre Hopkins, we saw him yesterday on the practice field. Now, he'll miss a couple days for something that he already had in place before he signed with the team. But he looked like a guy that was just, I mean, there's a reason he's one of the best receivers in the league, and there's a reason that the Titans wanted to bring him into their receiver room. How quickly do you think that he and Tannehill can get on the same page, and could we see a connection similar to what Tannehill had with A.J. Brown a few years ago?
Yeah, I think that's possible. I mean, obviously, if they had had time during OTAs and things like that, it would have been easier. But they're both veteran guys, and they're both guys who, you know how the thing works. Hopkins has been in a version of this offense under Tim Kelly before, so it's not like he's having to learn a whole lot of new terminology and things of that nature. It's just a matter of getting down the nuances of what Ryan Tannehill wants and Ryan Tannehill learning, you know, how he does things. And that's what training camp is going to be for, and that's what those joint practices are going to be for. I honestly don't think you're going to see either one of those guys on the field much for preseason games, but those joint practices with the Vikings and the Patriots are going to be very valuable to get those two on the same page and get that rapport going.
When you look at the wide receiver room as a whole, you know, I think we all expect Treylon Burks to take a big jump from year one to year two. He's looked good in OTAs and, you know, obviously one day of training camp. But I'm curious of the guys behind him. You know, can Kyle Phillips be the three and be a productive wide receiver? You know, what are they going to get out of Chris Moore, who they brought in? Is there more to Nick Westbrook-Ikhine? This whole receiver battle, and now with D-Hop signing, it's put guys in their correct positions. I'm very intrigued to see, Terry, you know, just the battles with position, you know, wide receiver three on as they go through training camp.
Yeah, that is going to be interesting because I think we all can agree that in some order, Hopkins and Burks are one and two. So three through six is going to be the pecking order. And you've got several guys that are contenders for that. You mentioned Kyle Phillips. Nick Westbrook-Akina has been around. He can now go back to being a fourth receiver and being a special teams mainstay, which was what he thrived at a couple of years ago. The wild card in this to me are Phillips and Racy McMath, because Racy McMath has all the physical skills you could ever want, but it has yet to translate very much on the field because, A, he's been hurt, and, B, he's not been a very polished receiver. So I think Racy McMath has to show them that he can contribute something more than special teams in order to lock down a roster spot. But I am interested in Phillips as well to see, because he was on a good path after the first week or two of the season. Then he got hurt and just kind of halted everything. So I'm interested to see if he can pick up where he left off and if he can be a little bit more durable. He's put off about 15 pounds, but you know he's still not very big in terms of the types of receivers that they usually have with the Titans.
Terry McCormick, TitanInsider.com, is with us. What did you make of Kevin Byard's comments and Rand Carthon's comments yesterday about the whole restructuring of the contract, basically taking a pay cut, and how they got to that point?
Yeah, I think they kind of buried the hatchet, it sounds like. I think when you talk about Byard, I mean, you're talking about a guy that is a consummate pro. You're talking about a guy that, you know, has put his heart and soul into this organization, and you know, he'll have a chance to make the money back if he's on the roster next year, and I fully expect him to be on the roster. And I think that now he and Rand Carthon can move forward, because I think before when they wanted him to do it, and I'm not trying to speak for Kevin Byard here, but I think before when they kind of just came out of the blue and said, hey, will you take a pay cut? He's like, why should I? I'm playing great. Well, it's different when you're saying, hey, take a pay cut, you know, it's like, tell me what you're going to do with it. Well, now they're saying, well, we're going to go sign DeAndre Hopkins with this money. He's much more open to things, I believe, when he sees what the end result can be of moving this money and taking less so that they can bring in another quality player. Before, it was just like, okay, what are we going to do with it? Are we going to go, you know, are you getting this guy? Are you getting that guy? What are you doing? You know, there was really nothing on the horizon at that point.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. We saw Harold Landry on the field yesterday, which I kind of put as a little bit of a surprise. I wasn't really expecting that. But he was out there and continues to rehab from the knee. How much production are you expecting out of Landry? Do you think we're going to see the double-digit sack guy that we saw 2 years ago, or is this still going to be a process with the knee?
Well, I think it's going to be a process. I mean, anytime a guy comes off an ACL, and a lot of times it depends on what position he plays. You know, it affects a pass rusher differently than it affects a wide receiver or a running back or something like that, or an offensive lineman. But I think anytime that a guy's coming off a knee injury, it takes him just a little bit of time to kind of get used to it and trust it again. I think that's the biggest deal. I think you'll see Harold Landry's productivity probably get better as the season goes along once he gets a little bit more comfortable on that knee and able to do more things.
Our midday show had a chance to talk to Arden Key yesterday, and I got to tell you, I love his energy that he's going to bring to this team. Could that go down as one of the sneakiest, maybe best signings by a team in the free agency period this year?
I think it has that potential. I think I heard somebody bring it up yesterday. You know, Arden Key has a chance to be the player that they had hoped Bud Dupree would be, and certainly a lot less money, because you need somebody on both sides. You can't just have one guy be the guy who is, you know, your primary pass rusher. You need two, preferably three or four. They've got Simmons and they got Autry, who can play down low and do those sorts of things, and Autry can slide outside. But then you've also you need a couple of edge guys, and I think Arden Key is a guy that can really come in and help this team and fill a role that Bud Dupree was unable to do for the most part because of injuries.
Well, it's one practice. We will see what other storylines unfold as we go along. Terry, always appreciate the conversations, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Chase.
Terry McCormick, TitanInsider.com. Give him a follow on Twitter at TerryMC13. As he mentioned, year 27 covering the team, and it's hard to believe that they've been around as long as they have. I guess this is the 25th year of the Titans. Time has flown by. That is for sure when it comes to that. I do feel good about the D-Hop and Tannehill connection, and I will tell you why. Coming up next here on the Chase McCabe Show, hey, this week's Nashville best deal is Joyland in East Nashville. Joyland burgers will melt in your mouth. They will, absolutely. The fries are crispy, goodness, and the milkshakes are sure to satisfy any sweet tooth. Get half off a $30 gift card at thegamenashville.com/deals. While supplies last.